Good morning and welcome to Joy News at 6. The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM and hits 103.9 FM in Accra. In Kumasi, we're on Love 99.5 FM and over 30 affiliates across Ghana's 16 regions, including Benin FM Bumpurugu, Klenam Radio Batog, Kaskia FM Techiman, and Radio Wawa. Get radio, TV, and online content on the MyJoy Online .com interactive app for Android and iOS devices. Coming up, running mate for the NPP, Dr. Matthew Opoku-Prempeh, promises to support his boss to execute a formidable campaign after official announcement yesterday. There's more, as the NPP is confident the duo is a sure ticket for victory.
The synergy between these two great leaders on our presidential ticket, coupled with their proven track record and transformational campaign message, will help the new Patriotic Party to secure a resounding electoral victory.
Details coming up shortly. Also, the Attorney General challenges claims by the opposition NDC that President Akufo-Addo is packing the Supreme Court with pro-NPP judges.
Definitely not. So what is this allegation about packing the court? But again, it is worthy to note that the Supreme Court of Ghana is quite unique and different from other Supreme Courts around the world.
And also coming up in business, cement manufacturers warn government of job layoffs and product shortage if new legislative instrument targeting price control is passed. And later, Ebuako State College acquires full-blown American accent to celebrate sweet victory over rivals after qualifying to the nationals of the National Science and Maths Quiz.
This inspiration is that we are the winners, number one. Number two, we didn't do it without Jesus. It is our God has been doing it from now to now.
Has the accent?
There's more coming up with me, Mami Sinyamiche Thompson State. And this morning, running mate to the NPP, flag bearer Dr. Mahmoud Baumia has admitted the task ahead of him is daunting and requires a collective effort from the rank and file of the party to succeed. Dr. Matthew Opoku-Prempeh, who was unanimously endorsed by the top hierarchy of the NPP yesterday, observed his selection is a call to sacrifice for the country, which he's prepared to take up. We'll get more from his statement shortly. First, here's a report on his endorsement yesterday.
After both the National Executive Committee and National Council meetings, it was a unanimous decision for the approval of Dr. Matthew Opoku-Prempeh, General Secretary of the NPP, Justin Frimpong-Kodia, touted his credentials and indicated the NDC's running mate was no match to NAPU.
Dr. Matthew Opoku-Prempeh has a great working relationship with our presidential candidate. The synergy between these two great leaders on our presidential ticket, coupled with their proven track record and transformational campaign message, will help the new Patriotic Party to secure a resounding third conservative electoral victory.
The NPP is expected to officially adore Dr. Matthew Opoku-Prempeh as running mate next week in the Ashanti region. Samuel Mbura, Joy News.
Also, there was excitement from the Ashanti region, especially his constituency, Mesha South.
Well, I would say today is a great day, and a great day is today. We are very happy, as you can see.
We have to celebrate. That's the first thing we have to do, because it's a long-awaited something. Already, we have organized some Jama group here.
Okay. We are happy. We are so happy to hear that.
Well, Samuel Mbura, who observed events yesterday, joins me in studio with details of a statement issued by Dr. Matthew Opoku-Prempeh after his approval as running mate. Samuel, what exactly is Dr. Opoku-Prempeh saying?
Dr. Matthew Opoku-Prempeh, in his acceptance speech as the new Patriotic Party's running mate, expressed gratitude and acknowledged the party's rank and file for the trust in him. According to him, his nomination is a divine plan and a call to higher service, sacrifice, and duty. He also thanked the National Council party members and President Akufo-Addo for their support and confidence in him. Dr. Matthew Opoku-Prempeh ended his statement with a call for party unity and collective effort to achieve their ambitious goal of transforming Ghana into a prosperous nation. As running mate, he committed to supporting Dr. Mahmoud Baumia in the 2024 campaign and serving Ghana diligently.
Thank you so much, Samuel Mbura. Now, head of the Political Science Department at the University of Ghana, Professor Ali Duseidu, says the NPP will struggle to project its running mate, Dr. Matthew Opoku-Prempeh, to voters who are not part of the their party. On that front, with Raymond Akwa, the political scientist, wondered if the party could effectively deal with the issue of arrogance.
I'm looking at just 6 months to elections. Yes, you can convince the MPP people or MPP supporters that this is not how it is. There are a few people who have worked closely with NAPO and they know that these are just perceptions. NAPO is not like that. But we, the larger people outside MPP or even people within MPP, had the chance to fraternize with him. How long will it take them to change their perception? And I think people have been referring to the Doomsday timetable thing. A lot of Ghanaians were angered by it because it has affected their work, it has affected their personal lives.
But national organizer and close confidant of the running mate, Henry Nana Bwachi, believes in the coming days, the party will roll out its strategy to counter all negative issues raised about Dr. Prempeh.
I've worked closely with him. Mm-hmm. For me, I see a lot of confidence in him. I see somebody who is committed, dedicated to his work. I see that he has that energy in him to always turn things around. As a political party, the ticket must be sold to Ghanaians.
Yes.
And that is what we are going to do.
Okay.
That ticket must be sold to Ghanaians.
You don't have...
Well, still on elections, Inspector General of Police Dr. George Okufo-Dampare has affirmed the readiness of the police to oversee the December 7th general elections, promising a proactive approach to election security. He spoke at the inauguration of the Eminent Persons Group 2024.
We are ready. We're ready and we've been ready for years because we have institutionalized and mainstreamed election security for the first time in the history of this country. And that is a message we also want to send to the good people of this country, for them to be at peace with themselves, individually and collectively, and be assured that we are on top of the game. Where we need to add soft, we will add soft. Where we need to add tough, we will add tough.
Away from elections, Attorney General and Minister of Justice Godfrey Abuadami is refuting claims by the National Democratic Congress that President Akufo-Addo is packing the Supreme Court with pro-NPP judges. The opposition party alleges what they describe as a conspiracy between the Chief Justice and the President to protect his officials from accountability after he exits office. As a reason, the NDC suspects a recommendation of 5 new nominations. However, on the sidelines of the United States Independence Day event at the Embassy Garden in Accra, Mr. Dami refuted the claims.
I think what I'm aware of is the request by the CJ and all that. I believe the judiciary, no doubt, is better placed to provide ample justification for the need for an enhanced Supreme Court. But again, it is worthy to note that the Supreme Court of Ghana is quite unique and
well, Speaker of Parliament Alban Bagbin is warning members of Parliament to stay away from commenting on the alleged extrajudicial killings brought against the IGP in investigations into the leaked tape on a plot to remove him. The Speaker is determined to reduce the discussions around the allegations and is warning MPs not to comment on it, failure for which he will exact the harshest punishment.
Please desist from discussions of this matter outside the House. We should handle this matter with all the seriousness that it deserves. No member of Parliament should be heard or seen commenting on this matter outside the floor of this House. If my attention is drawn to it, I will exact, through the due process of law, the highest sanction that can be visited on a member of Parliament in connection with this matter. The laws are there, and so you can go through them and see what I mean by this.
And I had Speaker of Parliament Alban Bagbin. Now, the Boko State College students are convinced they are ready to pull the surprise at both the regional and national championships of the 2024 National Science and Math Quiz. A 71-point victory has initiated that surprise by already changing their accent to a full-blown American slang. James Oveji caught up with some of them.
This inspiration is that we are the winners, number one. Number two, we didn't do it without Jesus. It is our God has been doing it from now till now.
Has the accent been there since, or is it inspired by the 71?
I've been inspired by everything from day one to day now.
Meanwhile, three-time regional and national champions St. Peter's have also qualified to the Nationals after losing their seeded spot last year. And that's how we end the bulletin here on Joy 99.7 FM. I am Amir Sinyamiche Thompson. There's more news on myjoyonline.com. Up next is business on the Super Morning Show.